In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. I am taping this within miles of you. I'm on the West Coast.
I know. I'm so excited. I saw, I think, was it that I saw your story? No, somebody told me.
Yeah.
In real life.
I was outed.
They were like, Jared's here. And I go, excuse me? And so I immediately texted you and I was like, are you in LA? And then you're like, you left and then you came back?
This has been the dumbest use of flying that is, I'm as bad as a Kardashian with a private jet because I've crisscrossed the country because I'm trying to do all these podcasts, to promote the special, which is, if you're listening right now, we're a week away, August 15th.
Oh my God. How are you feeling?
A little of everything, it's definitely like, I don't know. It's like, it's almost like you're waiting on your own surprise birthday party because I don't know what's going to happen or like, first of all, nothing, it's already happened. It's nice that it's happening, but like,
right.
I want to see like, what the response is, and honestly, like, it's just very cool. So I get to also, like, you can reach out to these podcasts to be like, hey, I'd like to talk about my Netflix. You have something to talk about as a guest, there's just no reason to go on. So I reached out to a bunch of LA podcasts, to sell my wares, so to speak, and go on and talk about, the special 37 and single. And, that also, I hope in my dream of dreams that, the special becomes a way that more people find this podcast, because mm-hmm. there is Bachelor material.
When you
on
said that, I
special.
Was like, yes.
Yeah, and it's not, and I did it around the country. If anyone listening has been to a show, like, what happens is sometimes someone will bring their boyfriend. This is the general thing is like a woman brings her boyfriend and he's a little bit like, oh, the Bachelor guy. Right. They have this, they're not sure what they're getting into, and men generally like to be the purveyors of funny. If they don't know them, then nobody knows them. They have a little attitude. And then I do the Bachelor stuff, and I think they're pleasantly surprised. The feedback is they're pleasantly surprised because it's not just like, I'm not sitting there being like, hey, Lauren P, I'm not doing that, this is it's relating the Bachelor to my life and why I like the show, So I hope people, again, if you're listening right now, you can set your reminder, the descriptions on Netflix. Like, it's funny, like, as we get closer, like little tiny things that like you've seen on Netflix since you've had it excite you. You're like, oh, they put up a description. You can add a reminder. You can put it in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
There's going
to
be a
add it
preview.
To your favorites or to your, save that. Pre-save.
Right. So if you're out there and you want to, I would love for you to watch and enjoy it. On my Instagram, I've been kind of going over the daily tries and tribs of the emotional roller coaster that is. So that's why I'm in LA. So I came here to do podcasts and then I had to go back because I made a commitment to a show, so like I flew back, and now I'm back again. And
I know I was so confused.
Everyone in my life that I talk to is confused. So you're not alone. But then on the way, the reason I went, now that I've come back, I went back to my apartment and picked up my Adjacent Scum hat, and we are both wearing it. If they put out a video, you'll see us. How great are they? I wore it on stage.
I am obsessed. I've gotten so many DMs about people wearing their hats and being like, oh my God, I love it. One girl was like, my boyfriend told me not to get it because he was like, it's going to look like you're talking about me.
That's very funny. Oh, that's so funny. It's so funny because the jokes keep on hitting. Like, that's so funny. I was on stage and on Saturday in New York. There was this woman in the front who was just like miserable. And I'm wearing this hat and I had like this like 10-minute interaction with her. It was so funny. And I was with someone, they were like, you should have just offered her the hat. Like, this is for you. You're adjacent to the scum.
This is it.
Dylan, really, I mean,
he nailed
sometimes
it.
You just nail a phrase. I got to give it to Dylan. He really killed it on this one.
I mean, this was years ago and I still have not forgotten it. And I think about it all the time.
And we wear the hats today. So you can go on Betches and get it, right? Like,
yeah, you can shop it on Betches, on the Betches website. You can get the adjacent scum hat.
I'm wearing the, I think it's called Hunter Green. You're wearing the baby blue.
The baby blue.
Love it. So in other Bachelor news other than adjacent scum merch, Caitlin Bristow and Jason Tardik broken up.
Okay, so I remember I texted you the other day and I was like, all right, because, you know, there's been rumors going around about this, a lot of them everywhere, and people aren't really saying, they weren't saying much or commenting on it. And I was like, Jared, is this, because you've seen Caitlin, you've been on her podcast recently, you've seen Jason.
The timing of it all is kind of crazy personally, and there's Tony Kornheiser, the famous sports writer who's on Part of the Interruption, that literally crosses over with this audience maybe a half a percent.
I know him.
You get it. I'll get one DM from a dude who listens being like, thank you, I enjoyed the Tony Kornheiser reference. But he always says, you write in the key of me, you know? So, like, you look at things in the key of me. So the key of me on this is like, oh my God, first of all, these Bachelor contestants are our avatars. This is a perfect example of the reason why we follow them. We watch them because we put ourselves in their shoes. And I know, I was like, oh my God, the timeline, like I was at her house in, I would say, was it June or July?
Yeah, this was
after July 4th. I was the week after July 4th. I was the weekend after. Okay. I was at her house. He was there. They were incredibly nice. As far as a sense that they were breaking up, no sense at all. It was a couple living in their home with their two dogs. But again, because I got asked a lot, like, did you see anything? And it's like, no. And I couldn't get over how nice and...
Was she wearing her ring? Do you remember?
Again, you know, this is one of those things that when you have a, like women look at their boyfriend, they're like, he notices nothing. Like, I'm that boyfriend. Like, I'm like, they're nice. I like them. And did she have a ring on? I'm like, I don't know. The idea that I would look at someone's ring... I don't even look at people's ring fingers when I'm at like a bar, like as a single guy. Like I've never. I'm just an idiot. I know I'm an idiot. I'm literally probably like stepping over her new boyfriend, like going, wow, this other guy here must be friends with Jason. Like I'm that dumb. So I do notice things, but that is just something that like hits my blind spot. So I will say this. My takeaway was Caitlin was awesome, and my whole look on her was different. My other takeaway was that Jason was cool. I invited them to my show. They were coming, and then they didn't. I mean, I can understand if you're going through something, you know, we're not going together to this, a show, whatever, like maybe, you know, whatever. And then I'm like everyone else, Kay. Like they're both on vacation separately. And you're engaged.
Yeah.
So you go, this is the same thing as when someone's Instagram stories, when women start posting the mirror selfie from a Barry's boot camp class and they're in a two-piece, breakup's coming. You know, there's an announcement coming. When the guy is not posting as much or posting with his mom, you know, like.
I saw Jason with the dogs in the car by himself. Like, right. It was trickling out that they weren't posting together. And especially when it comes from couples who, I mean, this is what got at least me in trouble last, like a long time ago when we talked about this. I was like, I feel like their relationship is very performative. Like they are I believe their feelings are real, but it's also like they're doing ads together. Like, no, this is definitely a moneymaker for them.
They're definitely a business partnership, and they're definitely, I don't know the right word. I wish I was smarter. They're like pragmatic. Is that the right word? I don't know. Like, they're like, even the breakup was like class all the way, you know, like,
yes,
it's all about how you internet people, don't be mean, you know, and it's like, the job, and I said this to Caitlin, the job of a former Bachelor contestant is to not lose a follower. So they're doing everything in their power to make sure both of them come out good, the audience thinks they're good, which I understand, because they both have, like, you know, like, I did Jason's show too, and he's a business guy, and his show is a fantastic extension of a reality star, because he's asking about money and like all the things that we really want to know about, and you forget he's a reality star on that show. Like,
my first thought was I was very nervous about Jason. I was like, oh my God, is he going to be broke now? Like,
I think he's going to be okay.
Because Kate, I know, yes. Mm. But for a quick second, I'm like, well, what's Jason going to do? Caitlin's hosting thing. She's always making appearances here and there. Like, to me, in my head, Caitlin was very much the star of the relationship. Yeah. But obviously, like you said, Jason has a podcast. And I do like that about Jason, that he has taken his his own world, but also incorporated into I was on reality TV, but this is what I also do.
Listen,
which I think other people fail to do that.
I'm with you. I mean, Jason's gonna be okay. I mean, the difference is Caitlin's pictures from her trip were on a private plane and Jason's were on a commercial plane. So, you know, that's how
Coach.
Right. This is how the world works. So, I will say I knew Jason and Caitlin were breaking up for the same reason I know that aliens exist. Because they were trickling it out just like the government's trickling out alien information. Mm-hmm. You know, the government is telling us about the aliens the same way Caitlin and Jason were like, here's a picture of us alone, here's me with my mom. They're hilarious to me. Now I've gone from like anger to hilarious, because now having met them, I know what and if you go listen to the episode I did with Caitlin, they know what they're doing so much that it's like kind of insane. Like that, her post about like, give us grace during this time. It's like, like, ooh. I always find it funny when we try to talk to the internet crazies. Like, why would you talk? Who are you saying that to? We have jobs. Yeah, I'm not on your comment section to discuss why you guys broke up. Ooh, two engagements didn't work out. Like, that person's a crazy fucking person.
So it's like, who cares? Like,
who cares?
Them, like, but say I understand. Whatever they want.
Again, you're serving the least, least, the least understanding, most irrational people.
There.
You know, like, so. You know, I wish them both the best. But I understand, like, under that microscope, like, it sucks. It sucks to break up. It sucks to, I mean, you got to move out of a house while someone you used to have sex with watches you. That fucking sucks.
I know. That sucks. And, like, and whose house is it? Like, did you buy the house
it's
together?
It's hers.
That's such a, damn.
Yeah. Jason's going to have a roadway moving promo code coming out soon.
Jason's back.
That's either an inside joke or everyone who listens to this gets
you
that.
Either know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Kind
that
of
is
a
an
joke.
If-
that was a 10 for me.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In other news, we got to look at a preview for the Men Tell All, which you were an attendee at the Dome of the Adatables.
I cannot wait to talk to you guys about this next week. I technically am under an NDA until until it comes out. That's why, well, I've not mentioned it
so
yet.
So we won't even press, but I will say as a prelude to this episode kind of felt like a we were in Dudsville waiting for the men. The Men Tell All looks like it's more fun than what we just got.
In my head, isn't the Men Tell All before Fantasy Suites, or am I making this up?
You mentioned this last week, and you may have been right. You might be right. I don't know. I mean, it does feel like, remember, you know, this whole season theme has been, you know, why is it so quick? You know,
so
like,
quick.
But now we got to this episode, and I was like, I kind of had this moment where I was like, move it along. Like, yeah. I kind of, so you can kind of see why it went this way. But the one thing that we did get a look at is the first kind of preview of the Golden Bachelor. What did you think of him? It was just like a couple lines, but they gave us a taste. It's like him talking about, I don't have a DM. He did an old guy joke.
Yeah, I mean, it's very played up into the I'm older kind of guy. Like, I don't know anything about this and that, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
As a preview to that, when you see the actual trailer, they play the trailer. When you see the trailer of the Golden, at the Men Tell All, I'm telling you, me and all the other media, tears in our eyes.
I knew it. They fucking nailed it.
They nailed it.
Listen, you're under NDA. You were there. I was not there. I can tell you right now, dead wife. Guy from the Midwest. He's good looking in his 70s. He's looking for companionship. This guy, he may as well be a golden retriever that we're trying to fix up. Like, there is no,
they nailed it.
Oh, I knew it. I'm so excited.
All of us immediately were like, are we all? We're all crying, right?
This is the press. I love it. You're not even the Dome of the Undateables. You're not even.
No.
The most affected people. Yeah, no, I'm so excited. The old guy jokes are getting old for me. I understand why they do it. Like, I didn't, a DM slide, more like my, my fiber cereal slide. Like, I don't know, like whatever that's going to be, you know, like it's like annoying and I get why they do it. I'm excited. And
the timing though is really off.
What do you mean?
10 p.m.
What?
10 p.m. at night.
For the old people, this should be on at 6. This should be on before the news.
Right.
This should be.
It is not hey. At. It is not.
I'm
at
now.
A
I'm doing the old guy
time
jokes.
Slot.
Yeah. Now, wow. Okay. Well, amazing. This is a news-filled beginning because I don't know. I mean, we're gonna go as long as we can go here. I'm rambling a little bit because this episode. Kay, what did you think? I mean,
after the Xavier stuff, I was kind of like, next. Even Aaron showing up, didn't care, felt nothing. I was like, you look dumb.
Well, it made me annoyed. I mean, right? Yeah, it made me annoyed at Charity. Like I like Charity a lot. This was a little bit of like, Charity, come on, I don't know about you. But I was like, Charity, are you playing along or do you really mean this? If you mean this, we have to start talking about kind of your relationship issues and being your issues, not the guy that you used to date. You know, like, do you know what I mean? Or you're playing along because you got to get through fantasy. I don't know. What did you think? So, do you know what I mean?
I love yous. Too many I love yous to too many, like. You could do that, like, even the I'm falling in love with you, like, or there's a, I forget who did it, but a lot of people after the Ben Higgins fiasco, because Ben Higgins said I love you to so many people, then it was like drama, but now I think we're going back to the telling everybody she loves them, and now, like, when she gets to the end, they're going to be like, wait, I thought you said you were in love with me, and you're marrying someone else.
Because if you are playing along, I guess the only way to play along is to say I love you to all the men, because then it gets you another episode. Like, to me, there's one I love you, and then there's a couple I have a great times with yous.
Yeah.
You know, like, what annoyed me, and I'm not sure, and I think I won't speak for you, but I it annoyed me because by the end, I'm going, I need reality in my reality TV. Mm-hmm. And it's not reality to me that anyone is liked as much as Dotton.
I know. I'm like, how are you feeling the same things with Joey that you're feeling with Dotton? I was like, Joey, it doesn't feel like there's any chemistry there for real.
Right.
They're sitting at the table. I see him looking at her very dreamily. I'm like, okay, that's cute. Like, I notice Joey staring at her, like I wish Joey would look at me like that kind of a look, but I don't see that back from coming from her to him.
No, and the scenes with Dotton are so natural and so like,
yes,
we're a year into a relationship, and with Joey it feels like very third date-ish, I guess. That's as kind as I can be. And you know, there's a point where it's like, I don't know, I need Charity to be the Bachelorette more than I need, like, you know, like I need her to like come in and fucking start having an opinion that isn't, you know, just responding, you know. I don't know.
There needs to be more. We need to move things along. Like, let's make some decisions.
I hate to bury, you know, the lead here a little bit, because like we're ahead of ourselves, and like, listen, we have to do a whole, we're going to recap the show. But there was moments where I just like, there wasn't even like fun. Like, I was like, I don't even know what there's to talk about.
I mean, the Xavier stuff was insane.
Let's go through it.
Because
the Xavier stuff I have opinions on, and it actually made me like annoyed at her even more. But let's get into it.
Okay, so in the most dramatic episodes of the season, we're in Fiji and packing for our overnight dates. Charity tells a few men that she's in love with them. Aaron B is back as well, and Xavier is for the streets.
I named this episode Charity's Fiji Fantasy, because she's delusional. You know, like that's the only way to put it. Like, sure, she's got the fantasy suites. That stuff was even like, not even, they didn't even call it the fantasy suites in the beginning. Did you notice that? She called them like overnights.
Yeah, we have the overnights. Are they taking away fantasy suites? Is that like, is that done?
It kind of felt like they're looking to not change history, but like clean it up a little bit. Like, you know, it's like The Bachelor has like done nothing to update itself or to make itself like more like 2023, except like, oh, we're going to kind of call the fantasy suite something different. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It was
make
a little
any
weird.
Sense.
Yeah. What did you call the episode?
I just called it Fallen in Fiji because, like, why is everybody? There's too many strong relationships. We need right. to. Don't get me wrong. I like seeing her. I want to see the dynamic of like somebody getting their heart broken. Like, nobody wants to know the exact winner, but at the same time, I wish there was a little bit more push and pull.
Right. Maybe it's because, I mean, if the point of the show is to get engaged and her and Dotton are sitting there being like, I've never had a connection like this, and Dotton's like straight on just like, this is it.
He's never had any questions. Like
none.
Never questioned it. He's like, this is my girl.
Like, you know, I'm wondering, it's like a chicken or egg situation. Like, do we feel this way because Dotton is so, and her seems such a connection? Or do we feel this way because she's telling everyone she loves them? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure why I'm left.
Know.
Because we've been to fantasy suites before. This isn't our first rodeo. And we've been in places where it's been a decision between three people. Like, and we've never felt like moving along before, you know? So...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's because it's working so much that we're, like, annoyed.
Annoyed. I know. And I guess I'm just, like, I always think I'm a believer, but maybe I'm not a believer in this. Maybe I don't believe that this is, like, a real situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, before we even get started, we get, like, the men. Dotton is 100% ready. Joey can see a future, worried about the hometowns, and he wants to, like, make sure that they're cool because she cried on the way out. And then Xavier is just plain old afraid of commitment. Like, it just seems like Xavier is on a different page.
Yeah.
And we start the first overnight was with Xavier. And their date is, I guess they meet the Fijian. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, like a Fijian tribe. And they have like a traditional, like, Fijian wedding,
right? I don't know about you, but I'm like, if I'm in Fiji and I see like the traditional wedding, I'm like, I got the learning date. Like,
I know.
How annoyed would you be?
The TV date.
The
private beach date, not the learn, like, stuff.
Get your books out, kids. I'd be like, oh, come on. I want to learn about your culture while on a jet ski. Like, it is funny to me that, like, you can hit the jackpot with, like, hey, let's do drinks on the beach and get to know each other and, like, you know, touch each other in our bathing suits. Or it's put on this loincloth. You're going to learn about,
learn to dance.
Yeah, you're going to dance. It's like, I felt bad for Xavier. I'm like, this is what, he can't look at them and be like, ugh. Like, he can't be like me at a museum.
Can we skip this?
Yeah, like if someone brought me to a museum, I'd be nice, but I'd be like counting in my head at each thing, installation, like instead of reading the plaque, just be like one, two.
I went on a date to a museum last night and literally
What?
Swear on my life.
What museum?
It's downtown, the Broad Museum, and we saw the Keith Haring exhibit, and I was like, so cool. And,
I don't know any of those words. I don't know any. Right. So this guy, first date, second date, what is it?
It's a third date, but it's a no.
Third date at a museum? So, I mean, the minute he says, hey, third date, want to go to this museum? Do you just, why not just be like, I mean, I know why not, but like, hey, we're not a match.
This is... This isn't going to work.
Well, rest in peace to that guy who's listening right now, probably. Oh, literally. Let me see how the woman is. Let me hear her podcast, the woman I went on a date with. Oh, Kay was cool. Was like, it's a no from me. I guess I won't text Kay.
Well, Well, it was the reason I was like, okay, this sounds cool, is because he reached down. He was like, we already knew that we were going to hang out on Sunday. And he was like, I got us two tickets to this. We're going to hit some bars downtown, some of my favorite, and then have dinner at. It was nice.
Very but nice I'm day. There's a lot of people listening. I know. And there's a lot of people listening. It's tough. It's like, you know, a lot of people listening, they're like, I would like that date, but it's like, that's not how dates work. You know, like, in a vacuum, we'd all like any date, but like, it's got to be the right person, the right match. But like, again, you can't just say, and I guess this is back to Xavier. It's like, what sucks is when someone's like, I got us tickets to the museum. And you're like, yay.
So like, we feel the same way about a hike.
No. How about we discuss and then we go on the date. Like, hey, what do you want to do? Would you like to go to the museum? But I guess on The Bachelor, you never get questions. So like, they do this like, and listen, it was nice. It was, I thought the Fijian people were like funny about it. Like that guy was kind of messing with him. Like, I thought they were good. And then they go to this like nighttime date. And Xavier's like, I have to tell you something. I've cheated before. What did you think of this conversation?
So I have seen this scene multiple times. They played it. We got to see it before the Men Tell All.
Okay.
Because we needed the context for the Men Tell All. And it was... At first, I remember seeing it and being like, what the... I was like gasping for air, like watching the entire thing go down. And then after watching it like two other times, I was like, okay, well, I see what he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And I think it's like very... I think it's great of him to put that out there, because knowing that that is something that she is concerned about, I think it needed to come earlier.
Okay, yeah,
Then the overnight dates, I think it needed to come a bit earlier. And I also think we needed a bit of media training with how he executes some of the questions, because I see what he's doing. Like, I see he's like, you know, I just need to make sure there is no doubt. And then he would like wait a few seconds. He goes, but there is no doubt. It's like you're burying the lead. You're burying... whatever. And I think a lot of the phrasing was wrong. Like, I think when he was speaking about the he was like, all right, at the overnights tonight, like, I need to see more. And my first thought was he just needs to like have sex. Like, I thought that's what he meant.
Right.
But then after watching it, I'm like, oh, he just like, I just need to get to know you more in general, because like, this is the night where you actually get to really dive in and figure out who this person is without the cameras, without the spotlight, X, Y, and Z. So I just think the answers were poorly answered.
I think you answer poorly when you're Xavier or anyone like that, when you're not sure. And because he has to either be, if he's 100%, I agree with you. If he's 100% about, hey, I want to go to the next step with you, he says all the right things in the right way. And he's more like, I just want you to know, like, I'm all about you. I have these things in my past and that you get very triggered by, that I want to make sure you know before we go into the next step, which may include getting physical and all that stuff that goes with it. Like,
yeah,
I think you say it differently when you're like,
that's all he could have said.
That's all he could have said.
What you just said right there.
Right.
Could have been done.
Easy to say when you go, you know, if we break up, I won't be, you know, in the guy position. And again, we have to admit this is different for male, female, because even her saying, I love you to three different guys at this point or whatever it is, we're treating her so much nicer than we did Ben Higgins on that. Like,
nobody's even talking about the fact that she said, I love you to multiple. Ben Higgins got reamed.
Right. So in that context, we have to understand like what his insecurities for Xavier are. Because he's like, if I push through to like being physical with someone and then I don't want to be with them, now I'm the evil guy who pushed to be physical. And I don't, you know, when I wasn't looking for marriage, because that's the position he's in. So he does all this sidestepping. He always is looking to give himself a way out. He's, when you say to someone, I like you, but, you know, can you, if you're not in, I'm not in, you know, he's doing a lot of that. And that makes any guy sound bad. And I think he sounded bad, but I don't think his intent. That's why I was like annoyed that she was so angry at him. I'm like this idea that like, you know, get out of here. I'm like, well, he's trying to open up to you, and he's also just not sure about marriage. I mean, like, this isn't personal to Charity.
Yeah, there were too many. He gave too many examples. He truly, whatever you just said like 5 minutes ago,
right,
should have all it needed to be. But then he's like, you know, like, if I go on vacation with the boys,
right.
am I going to be able? And I was like, oh my God. You didn't need to bring that up. Like,
right.
Because now if I'm Charity, he's like, yeah, me and the boys are going on a vacation. I go, right. Well, are you going to remember
you don't have
when
to
we
tell
talked
your-
about the boys' trip?
That's the thing. You don't have to tell. You can be classy with the details. You know, like, and I don't think I... It really did seem like someone who was like giving himself an out while also trying to open up, and you can't do both. And
no.
And that's why, yeah, if I'm with the boys, like he said it so horribly. But you could be like, okay, I guess I know exactly what happened here, you know, like, and
right.
You know, and here's the thing. Everyone who's ever been cheated on in whatever way is going to go, that's right. Fuck him. And it's like the idea there's redemption in everybody, you know, like the idea that like once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe in that. I think situations and growth. And then like when he's asked like what you learned about yourself, like he kind of stammers through that. But like even then I'm like, you know, I don't know. I wasn't on the side of like get angry at him. You know, Charity took it personally, which I was annoyed by.
It had nothing to do with her. It had really nothing to do with her, except, I guess, putting more doubt in her mind that he wasn't fully going to be able to stay faithful.
Right. The annoying part for her is he's putting her in a position to dump herself. And like he's basically like, I'm here if you're in for it. But just know these things that really annoy you. Like, I'm going to make them annoy you even more so that it's your fault. When we go to the next level, it's kind of what he's doing, which is annoying. But yeah. I don't know, that this made me mad, not mad. I just like, to me, what Charity's doing is she's covering her own issues up with the anger at him. So she's taking no responsibility for like the things that she has issues with, which is like dumping guys, you know, like with owning her own feelings. So instead of owning her own feelings of like, Xavier's not my guy, she has to make vilify Xavier so that she has a good enough reason to let someone who likes her go. And that's annoying to me. Like, and if someone wants to refute that, it's like, okay, let's look 2 weeks ago, she couldn't dump Tanner. Okay,
Tanner, who we know nothing about.
Right.
She couldn't let go of him.
Tanners are like case study. You know, like, you know, Tanner gives me reason to get angry at her. Not angry, that's the wrong wording. But like, to not really believe her anger at Xavier.
Yeah.
You know?
It's annoying. It's annoying to watch all that. And I agree with you on that aspect. And I just, Xavier just... too many details, too many.
I'm out with my boys. When a woman touches your nuts, you got to get a blowjob. My bad. You know, like, it's like enough.
He said he also downplayed it a bit when he was like, you know, cheating when you're in a relationship, that's one thing. But like when you're married, and she goes, no, cheating in general.
Right. Well, yeah.
It's a relationship. Like, who cares?
She got to have her yes queen moment with that one. I remember. Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, Charity. Cheating's bad. Oh, my God. I didn't know that until tonight. Yeah.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. And for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
So then we go to the overnight with Joey, and they go ATVing, and the ATV, I mean, what a fun, they have a more fun date. I'm like, if I'm Joey, I'm like, thank God we're not at the museum. The ATV breaks. What in what world, like, why isn't there a guy or someone over there that's like, let me just fix it in 2 seconds? Like, why do they have one
There's
ATV?
No one, it's just them and a GoPro. Like, are they, right? And they're just stranded in the middle of Fiji with no ATV. Like, I would be like,
right.
Does anybody have cell phone reception? Because what the fuck?
Right. And if I'm the ATV company, don't I want my, like, plug? Like, don't I want the, like, to look good on this thing? Like, I don't know. It didn't make sense, and, like, it's funny, like, Charity's driving, and Joey's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do much better. Like, Joey, like, did the guy thing where I'm not a man. Like, I do that all the time where I'm like, listen, just because I'm a guy doesn't mean I ain't going to get this working.
Throws your hands up, and you're like, it won't be me.
No, I'm not fucking helping.
She still makes him switch. She's like, well, you should try.
Right.
And he's like, All right.
Yeah.
And then he's going to look dumb because it's not going to work.
Is this going to affect your attraction for me at the Fantasy Suites? Like, you know, like, I'd be like, I need to know. So we go on. I don't know. This date was nice. He struggles with his confidence, even though he's been considered confident his whole life. It felt like very much tennis guy problems. Like these are the issues of someone who's a stud tennis player.
So interesting thing about Joey. Somebody sent me this. It's a clip from another podcast, the Game of Roses podcast. And they have a theory, and Joey fits this. It's a conspiracy theory type of thing where when you go to hometowns, you have essentially like a code word or something with your family ahead of time before you go. And you're like,
okay,
if I mention this, this means I'm not in it for... I'm not going for the ring. So okay. It's like, all right, let's throw in something to get me out of this. So I feel like that's where an Uncle Joe sort of came in, because I don't think Joey's actually going for the ring. And I think with the whole, like, having the uncle sort of, like, not sabotage it, but mention, put plant doubt in her head. And then now... Joey's doing the whole I don't have confidence, getting us to feel bad for him, so when he does go home we have this like soft spot for him even more. I don't know.
That's very interesting. It's an interesting theory. It's a very Truman Show type theory.
Yes.
Where you're like, you know, the producers are throwing in this, you know, it's very Agnes or Everdeen. It's very, what's the name of that movie?
Hunger Games?
It's very Hunger Games when they're fighting and like someone Everdeen. Drops in a little helper thing, you know, like a little parachute comes in with something from someone. You know, like, I don't know. I don't want Joey as the Bachelor. I don't think he's a dynamic personality. I don't think he's, like, he's fine, but it's very, just like you said, puppy dog. It's very, like, I mean, like, I don't know. He's not really doing it for me. I even this date, it was a snooze.
There's no personality. He's not going to be able to hold a room of, you know, 30 women and
right.
claim that's why that it's energy in the room.
That's why it's hard for me to believe that he's this much of a snoozer while also a master manipulator who's bringing in an uncle to make sure that he both looks likable and doesn't want to marry her at the same time. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's a producer thing. I don't know. It's hard for me.
I hear you.
To see that he's both of these things. Like, you know, that's very Nick Vial-ish to me.
Agreed.
Right?
Nick Vial. I can't. Him on that new show, whatever it's called, Special Forces. They have Tyler Cameron.
I saw Nick Tyler Vial. Was on it. Oh, they all
Tom
went.
Tom Sandoval.
Oh, they all saw, what's her name, have a good time on it.
Hannah Brown won.
Hannah. She won, yeah. And got a lot of, like, credibility from it. People really liked her from that show. That watched mm-hmm. it. That's why they probably all went on. They're like, oh, you gained followers from this. They're like going from like a dried oil well to a new flourishing one. They're like, oh, that gets you followers. You can, if I do sit-ups in, you know, in the desert, and then Nick Vial comes sprinting towards it. He's like, more people, you know, so. Oh,
he exhausts me.
So Charity and him go back to the fantasy suite. They, you know, the very classic fantasy suite date. I don't really, what is there to take away from this? I don't even know.
The one thing that I noticed on this fantasy suite date compared to, obviously she didn't stay the night with Xavier. She did stay the night with Don. But when she woke up with Joey, she was in full glam.
Ooh, okay.
And she was not in full glam when she woke up with Don. She was not in full glam. When she woke up the morning after Xavier went home, clocked it. I need to know what happened or how.
It's a great catch. Didn't see it. Happy you did. That's fantastic.
That's all I took away.
That tells
from
you everything.
That was that, yeah. So maybe it was like they stayed up all night, didn't have time to take off your makeup. I wish my makeup looked like that when I woke up in the morning. My eyelashes are literally like stuck together. The tops and bottoms of my lids are just closed shut for my mascara. If I don't take it off, sick.
Well, right. That means like that kind of like maybe we're not getting the whole story here. That's why it felt like an act, because you go, maybe she's doing this date with him. They get behind closed doors. She goes, listen, Dot and I are like a total couple at this point. And I'm going to sleep here. We're going to wake up. We're going to play along. I don't know. And I'm never that guy who like thinks that, but like, it's hard for me to believe that she's like having the same relation with Dot and that she is with Joey.
I know. I mean, I truly, the thought of having multiple men like on a roster, like I can't fathom a roster. I can't fathom dating multiple guys and getting to know, like, I can't fathom that.
Not in this situation. Like, I can imagine a roster of, I can imagine, like, I went on a one date with that person. We're still texting. I went on two dates with that person. We're still texting.
Okay,
I went
sure.
on two dates with that person. I'm kind of trying to get away from them. Like, I understand that level of a roster. But, like, when you're like, I love my whole roster.
I love you.
Right.
They literally were saying, I love you to each other. Like, what?
Then we go to Dotton's date, which just felt like, again, a year in, they go to, you know, the jet skis, the beach date.
Got the private island.
I mean, the date you want.
Skis,
this is why you go. Yeah, this is why you go to Fiji. You don't go to Fiji to learn. I'm sorry. I don't.
No.
You know, you only go to Fiji to learn when you want to tell people, oh, we don't do beaches. We like to learn about the place. And it's like, good for fucking you. good luck with your life.
Bye.
We're not the same. Like, that, good for you. That's, and I, we've all met those people that are like, oh, we don't like to stay at the resorts. Oh, you don't? Well, good luck. Have fun. Like, yeah. I want.
Have fun in your Airbnb with your bug bites and right. this and that. I'm going to be in the in the hotel room or like the, or the little hut in the water with the, with the glass floor.
Give me the Dotton special. Yeah, no.
It's a. This is also a big year for Fiji. So we have the Bachelorette, obviously filmed there, but they also did Love Island in Fiji. Mm-hmm. The Love Island USA is filmed in Fiji right now.
Fiji big, having
big moment
a moment.
For Fiji.
So I mean, there's nothing to really talk about. I mean, Dotton literally says nothing is scary, nothing feels wrong. Like, okay, so I guess
imagine having that much clarity. Clarity for charity. Imagine having that much of, I mean, he's not even worried. He doesn't even express any doubt. He's not like, man, I don't know what she's saying to the other guys. What am I going to do? He's like, yeah, this is my girl. I feel good about this.
So then we go to this whole Aaron scene, again, he's very performative to me in general. I don't think I've seen a natural moment from him on this show. Like, he just doesn't, he's very unnatural on camera. He looked like, and this was, I think you have to have a little bit of Bachelor Nation knowledge. Knowing he's friends with Aaron Clancy.
100%.
It influences how I feel about him so much. Now he just looks like Aaron Clancy's friend who was on Paradise. He was also on whose season? I think he was on Katie's season.
My God. What season was Aaron Clancy on? I think you're right. He was on Katie's season.
But on Paradise, he had a whole thing with what's her face.
Genevieve.
When Aaron was like talking to the camera in San Diego, I was like, did he go to the Aaron Clancy School of Acting? Like, this is.
No.
And like, you were in the house with these guys. You know, Dotton and her have something going on. You know, her and Joey have something going on. So like, you didn't put that your feelings against those, or you. It just felt like you're gonna buy your own ticket. Like when he had the conversation with the woman at the desk, as if that was like, she looked like she was the woman at the desk at like an Avis rent-a-car desk. Like it looked like she was gonna be like, I'm the car rental lady. Why are you talking to the Bachelorette? What?
I know, and also it's a known thing that you cannot ask for someone's room number and they'll just like give it to you.
Right. It just
like,
always
it's like a safety thing. She's like, I can't tell you where she's staying. What?
Right.
Why is there a camera on me?
And then he's like, finds her at the pool, and he's like, and she's like, hey. And then he's like, you can have as much time as you'd like. I understand. I just came up on you. And it's like, it all just felt very performative. I didn't believe a second of it. And for charity to play along made me annoyed. I'm like, I know it's hard if someone showed up on your vacation and is like, I love you, to be like, I'm sorry, I've moved along with a couple other guys. Like, I just had fantasy. I just slept with two of them.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's hard to be like, this isn't, but you got to do it.
And his one reasoning is that he's holding on to the one thing that she said that was like, I don't know if I'm making the right decision, but he like held on to that as if he still had a chance. It's like, no, she still made that decision.
Right. Right.
You did not match up to them like that. She sent you home. What's so confusing about that? I get that she was like, I don't know if I'm making the right, but she did it. She made the decision.
Cue every man who's ever ended a relationship and had someone come back and go, but you said this one thing. And it's like, no. Like this is like, I've, you know how many times, but you said this one thing that was meant to be nice, but that didn't matter at all to you. Yeah. I'm trying to, you know,
surprise.
Right. So it was just annoying, and that's kind of where we left off.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now it's time for us to discuss the red flag of the week, brought to you by Apothic Wine. Walking down the red aisle without a plan can be daunting, but choosing the right wine to pair with your bachelorette viewing party doesn't have to be. Apothic Red's delicious flavor and smooth finish ranks America's number one red blend.
Apothic Red is the perfect wine for your next batch night, because bringing it to the party shows everyone that you're there for the right reasons. But we can't say the same about all of our contestants this week on this week's episode of The Bachelorette. So, Jared, if you are ready to discuss the biggest red flags of the week, I will kick us off.
Kick it off.
Honestly, going back to what we were just talking about, Aaron showing up after being sent home, to me, that's like an ick. It's like, she made this decision. Why would you come back knowing that you were the one who was sent home? It's more of just like a self-respect kind of a thing. If some guy sent me home and kept other girls, I'm not coming back. Fine, I guess have those girls. You do not want me, clearly.
Right. I mean, also respect how difficult it is to break up with anyone. Like,
I know. Don't make me do it again.
Right. I got to do it again. Like, respect, like, all the decision-making. Like, you knew, if you respect my intelligence, also respect that, like, listen, I've been put in that position. We've all been put in that position of, like, I've broken up with someone, and they're like, what do you mean? And you're like, I don't know what I mean at a certain point. I know that I did a very difficult thing for me, which means it must be the right decision for me. And, like, respect that.
Yeah.
Respect the breakup.
You have to respect the breakup. Damn.
Yeah. I had my red flag of the week, Charity being in love with anyone who says they're in love with her. Like, again, I'm going to go back to Tanner. Tanner was my, like, just the example, because he was such a strong example of, like, you don't know this guy. You had to go on two separate group dates with him to let him know he's gone. So it's like, hey, Charity, you have a guy that you're, like, in love with. Like, let's get real here. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know. If I'm Dotton, I have to, like, understand this is just somewhere where she's not great at. Like, I guess she, or maybe she's a people pleaser in a certain sense. I think the Bachelor, Bachelorette would be a really tough place for a people pleaser to be.
Really? I mean, how do you make those decisions, like, and, like, clearly?
Right. Right. Because you're like, I just want to be liked. So I felt for, you know, Charity's definitely, there's a red flag there. That's it for this week's Red Flag of the Week, presented by Apothic Wine. Their red blend is delicious, smooth, and easy to sip, so everyone can enjoy a glass during the rose ceremony. With notes of dark red fruit, vanilla, and smooth mocha, it's the perfect wine for catching up on your favorite shows like The Bachelorette. Showing up to your watch party without a bottle is the ultimate red flag, so don't let the drama unfold without pouring a glass for yourself and your friends.
And you can get $5 off your first Apothic wine order on Drizzly with using the code APOTHIC5. And if you're not into red, no worries. Apothic has a whole portfolio of delicious flavors that riff off your classic blends. That's APOTHIC5 on Drizzly for $5 off your order.
Okay, let's play some Would You Rather. I mean, there's some good ones this week.
Yeah, okay, so my first one's kind of confusing, but I thought it made sense for a second. Let me just lean into it. Okay, would you rather have someone tell you that they love you, but later you find out they said it to everyone else, or the person doesn't tell you that they love you and you never know if she said it to anyone else or not?
I'd rather the know I love you, because If you say I love you to everyone, then no one got an I love you. Like, I don't think you know what love means to you. Like, yeah. I think you, and again, listen, I say that on a podcast as a single guy.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You know, like, I'm not, you know, I have no understanding of love myself. But I'm saying but I also hold it back because I know that that might, you know, mean something to someone I'm across the table from. So
yeah,
I would always rather know I love you, because that's someone who knows what they want versus someone who doesn't. What do you think?
I think I agree. At first I was leaning towards that. At least I know that they feel this way about me, but then I think you're right. I'd rather somebody know what they want and tell me eventually, like after everybody else has gone home or whatever. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with yours.
Right. Like when I say no, I mean, to relate it to something else, to like make it about something I do know, a certain phase of my comedy, I would say yes to everything because I didn't know what direction I wanted to go in. So I said yes to everything because I didn't know my direction. Now I say no to things because I know a little bit more the direction I want to go into. So yeah. I think the same could be made for saying, I just say I love you to everybody because I don't know. So I liked your next one.
Okay, so would you rather get engaged to someone who was a known cheater or get engaged to someone who just said I love you to two other people in the same week?
See, on this one, I love this one because I know people will disagree and it's worth discussing. I think the known cheater, because I'm delusional enough to think that, like, maybe we're the connection.
I can change them.
Right. Like, if someone, like, you know, you might, I don't believe in, like, a soulmate, but I do believe in someone being a click that makes you feel comfortable in yourself enough to, like, say, I don't need to really service that insecurity anymore.
Absolutely. So I totally agree.
Yeah, I think it's a more hopeful way to look at things, but, like, yeah, I mean, the idea that, I don't know, cheated once, never cheated, never dated, that's always said by people, I think, that don't really, are low security people.
Low security people. I agree. So, I agree. I'm going to go with the cheater.
So I had one, it was ATV date, but the ATV breaks down, or a love ceremony date. What would you rather?
This one's hard.
Right, because the ATV date didn't even have, like, a beach. Like, it was, like, have fun in the woods, kids.
Yeah, but, like, I don't want to learn.
Right.
I think, man. Oh, my God. Okay, I think I'd still do the ATV date.
Yeah, I'm still doing the ATV date.
I think I'm still doing the ATV date.
I don't want to have to be,
let's just keep it you and I and the cameraman right. And not, like, bring in everyone else.
Right, I have to, like,
watching me.
I have to receive the key to the city, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I
agree. On.
Yeah. IG agree. Rising star.
I said Xavier, but I'm thinking it's going to be for negative reasons. I think his IG is going to be blowing up after this week, low key.
The
gasps that I heard when we watched the episode all together, or like that section. It wasn't even the entire episode; it was just Xavier's section. The gasps and the horrified sounds that I heard coming from the undateables.
Right.
It's going to be a tough week.
I think you're right because, and again, what you said earlier, you came around. Like, I think, like, it takes a little bit of nuance and thought to, like, Xavier's story isn't one you want to have, but you also go, he's not a bad dude. He didn't cheat on Charity. You know, like,
I know.
You know, like, I, because, but the The initial reaction is gasp, and that's how people act on the internet. It will be initial reaction that he stinks, and I don't think he stinks.
I don't think he stinks either. I think he just needed better training when he was giving his answers.
Damn. I agree with you. Yeah, he was bad at it. IG rising star for me was Fiji.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I agree with that too.
Who doesn't want to go to Fiji after watching this episode? Who doesn't like go and search flights and live in the dream a little bit? Who doesn't like go look up that hotel and see how much it is a night?
I mean, it's going to take you 42 hours to get there. Something like stupid. Like literally a plane, train, a boat.
Everything.
It's going to be a lot to get
vehicle.
There, but worth it, you know?
You're going to have those guys carry you like they carried Charity.
Right. And that, but this is why I also thought of Aaron showing up there. I'm like, yo, that man traveled so far and for what?
Right. That's why it was so like unbelievable. I don't know. So,
are they paying for his hotel? Like, what's happening?
They have to be.
Right.
Villain of the week, I had Charity. You can't.
I did too.
Yeah, we both had Charity. I don't know. It's just, and again, she's not a villain, but it's like, if you do believe you love all these guys, then maybe you're the issue. You know, maybe, you know. So, Paradise pick. I had not Xavier.
Just anyone but Xavier. Xavier's not going to survive in Paradise.
No, I don't want, you know, Xavier, good guy. I like him. I don't need him on a show anymore. He is a snoozeville for me. He doesn't even speak with energy. It's just like, it's all like, I mean, I could fall asleep to any Xavier scene.
That, and just like Xavier in Paradise, that is his vacation with the boys.
Right. Maybe we'll get the fun Xavier. Maybe the Paradise is what brings out, you know, cheating Xavier. I kind of want to meet cheating Xavier more than I want to meet relationship Xavier.
God.
Cheating Xavier sounds fun. I'm out with the boys. You got women all over the place. I want cheating Xavier. He's a
right?
fun time.
Low key.
Right. Like, you know, relationship Xavier, like, he's half asleep.
Half asleep. Not present.
No. Well, who's your Paradise pick?
I said Aaron.
Yeah.
I said Aaron for my Paradise pick. I think at this point, just take him anywhere else. Like, get
him out of here.
Move on. We need to move on.
Cringe Harrison. I had Charity's anger at Xavier. I just, you know, just let him go. You don't have to make him this horrible person. Like, it happened.
Don't embarrass him any more than he already is.
Right.
Clearly embarrassed.
Right.
Is going to be embarrassed now. Like, I mean, I'm thinking about him this week, and it's not going to be a smooth sail for him this week at all.
No.
Shut down the comments on your Instagram now.
Get that Notes app ready.
Yeah. Get that Notes app apology ready.
You're Cringe Harrison in that vein.
I said Xavier saying I love you before he leaves. Like, when she was hugging him and he was walking out, he goes, I love you.
Once you start saying I love you to someone, it's hard to get out of that.
I know, but I don't. Did we hear that earlier between them?
I don't even know. I kept falling asleep during.
To me, it was like I did not know. I did not hear them say the I love you back and forth earlier that day. Like, I heard that with Joey.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that with, like, Dalton. I did not hear the I love you too back and forth all day. It felt like it. Maybe this wasn't the right moment to say that. Like, has she heard that from him?
Right.
I don't
know. A last ditch effort.
Right. I don't know.
So who gets the rose this week?
So you said Fiji for the rising star. I said just Fiji in general.
I get.
Looks
I get
fun.
It.
Give me more
Fiji.
One of the 300 private islands, right. Like, or islands that are on Fiji. That's crazy.
Right.
What about you?
I said men. We win. We win. Charity was very much, you know, very much in a trope female breakup way. Like, you know, she did a lot of things that can get generalized towards women in the way she broke, in the way she handled this. Like, as far as needing a villain, needing someone to go to the brunch table about and go, look at what a piece of shit he is. That's why it ended. It's just
honestly, that's such a real example going to the I love showing up and being like, this asshole.
Right.
Let me show you a pic.
Right.
And like, I'm pulling up the worst picture I have of him on my phone.
He took me to a museum on a third date. You know, like I, you know, you need to like some, and I, again, like, you see a lot of guys when they break up, he said nothing. He doesn't even talk to me anymore. It's like, yeah, because he's wanting to get away from the drama. I think sometimes a lot of women need, like, here's 17 reasons we broke up so that I have the right to be single again and be upset about it. Because I think what happens is, you know, again, I don't believe in this, but like, this seems to be the dynamic of like, if you're in a relationship, like if you're single, you can't complain about it unless you like, you know, that you, if you had a good guy, why would you get away from a good guy? It's like, well, here's the reason he's evil. And then everyone goes, okay, we get it. Now you're allowed to be single again, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. But it feels like that's what charity needs.
Yeah, I think she needs that validation.
Right. So go men.
I was thinking about it. Have you seen Barbie yet? I can't remember.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Well, there's I'm not giving anything away, but whoever has seen it, somebody, Ryan Gosling had a quote, and he said that the Kens are just like the Bachelorette contestants, act just like the Bachelorette contestants when the girl's not around.
That's funny.
like all the guys, those are Ken dolls, but they're the way they act in the movie is how the guys on the Bachelorette act when the girl's not around.
Just roughhousing and
bro-ing
out.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Clancying,
correct. He is like the epitome of a Ken, I think.
Love it. Well,
incredible.
Great episode, Kay. We did it again. Men Tell All next week. We'll get your insider's view.
Yeah, we have a lot of content from the Men Tell All. Got to meet some of them after the show. So we did some fun interviews and TikToks. You'll see all the content from that. It's going to be really fun. I'm very excited to tell you guys about it.
Great.
All right. So until then, make sure you are pre-saving whatever the fuck. Pre-save, adding it to your favorites. Jared's 37 and single.
Thank you,
August
Kay.
15th, Netflix.
You're the best. Thank you.
Let's go.
We're a week away.
A week away. I cannot wait. You can follow me at K York City, and
I'm at Jared Freed. We'll be back next week. Boom.
Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.